Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. So today is a beautiful Wednesday. Today is 2 days before Christmas. Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. Yes. Híjole, as we say in Spanish. Híjole, híjole. Time is moving fast. So I want to share today's podcast with you. It talks a little bit about stories. You know, everything on social media is all about stories. Everything on social media is about being a good storyteller. And even you guys all know that I'm a professional network marketer. And being a professional network marketer, it's about storytelling. When I get people on my team and I help them succeed, I try to teach them about stories. And I try to teach them as best I can to let go of fear. Now, that's going to be the toughest challenge here. But you can either use fear to stop you or you can use fear to propel you forward. So today I'm going to tell you a story. Voy a tratar de explicarles, les voy a dar una historia que es muy personal, a very personal story. And basically it is, and you'll probably read this on my blog, but you must learn how to die before you can live. Yep, that's the title, guys. You must learn how to die before you can live. Tienes que saber morir antes de vivir. Tienes que saber vivir, digo, morir antes de vivir. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what happened to me. So this podcast is to present to you guys all about mujeres de éxito. Women that have succeeded and had to overcome insurmountable or life-threatening or anything that's scary obstacles, whether that's mental, emotional, or physical, these obstacles have been overcome. So I'm going to share today a little part of my story. My little story begins many moons ago. I'm not even going to tell you how many moons ago, but but here it is. All right, so where did this story come from? Well, let's talk a little bit about it. Ours is a mixed up world, based on materialistic goals and ego-centered accomplishments. Subsequently, you know, it's really easy to get pulled into that vortex created by the dramatic events of our lives. We have to think about this. We begin to live the drama of our life. The worst part of it all is that you can go about living your life without the slightest idea or notion of what is truly meaningful, guys. Isn't that scary? I mean, think about it. Think about it. It's really scary. Let me repeat that again, that there are some people that can go through life. And these people that are going through life, oh my gosh, the worst part about going through life is you begin to live your drama without the slightest idea or notion of what, my goodness, is truly, truly meaningful. Let me start my story. Voy a empezar la historia. I thought I had it all. A few years ago, I thought I had it all. I was living the dream, guys. Pensé que lo tenía todo. Estaba viviendo una vida de sueños. And so what happened was that, you know, I was talking the talk. I was walking the walk, as they say. But I was just, what I figured out, guys, I was just another person caught up in the worldly possessions. And I use worldly inside of air quotes, guys. I was living my own drama. I drew the six-figure income. I had the clothes. I had the title. I was part of the who's who in California. I was part of the Latinas who's who. I poured my heart and soul into this job. Yeah, guys. I poured my heart and soul into my job. I got the money. I got the power. I got the recognition, guys, that I so craved in return. I had made it. In my mind, in my eyes, I had made it. But you know what else there was left? There was left for me to learn. So then I asked myself, now what else was there left for me to accomplish? I had got to the top of my rung, and here it is, guys. This is where we all get caught up. When we're so busy having the things and doing the things and creating the things and acquiring the things, you never notice the trail of envious and ego-driven people that you accumulate along the way. That's right. These were some negative people driven by jealousy and fear that would stop at nothing to destroy me personally and professionally. Now, this happened, guys. This is a true story. I am here to give you guys a learning, to give you guys the opportunity to realize that it's no matter what, you can get to the top of your rung, guys, and still, it may not be everything. So I never really noticed the trail of envious and ego-driven people that I was accumulating along the way, and how negative these people were, and how driven by jealousy that they would stop at nothing to destroy me, and I mean really destroy me professionally and personally. Yet, even though this was happening, I continued down my path because my focus at that point in time was the community I was serving, not realizing what was going on around me. And as energetic beings, we need to be aware of our surroundings. We need to be not just so driven, focused that we don't see what's happening to us. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you can leave me a comment and let me know if this has ever happened to you or you know somebody. ¿Conocen a alguien? I'd love to hear from you. But then one day, oh my God, guys, one day, I still remember to this date, I know exactly the day it happened, August 23rd, 2005. It all came tumbling down. Without any idea of what was about to occur, I was called away from my office down to a meeting where I was subsequently accused, guys, of being dishonest, of being a sexual harasser, and being corrupt, to put it mildly. I was so shocked, guys. I couldn't speak. I was like, what? OMG. Before I knew what was happening, I was removed from my office, and I was warned, okay? Warned not to speak to anybody or write or communicate with anyone. And if I chose to ignore the commands, I would regret it, especially if I was ever returned to my position. You know, interestingly enough, guys, this is what a lot of people don't know. I sort of knew it was coming. I sort of knew it was coming. And let me tell you why. Here it is, guys, because I was protecting the students. I was in the education community. I was protecting the students. I was standing for my students who are not served properly. And those are my Hispanic students, all of my Latinx students. And I had just had a meeting with all my parents, and interestingly enough, as if I knew something was going to happen, I said to them, You guys, don't let them lie to you. This is what's happening. And if I'm not here tomorrow morning, you know who brought me down. I said that. Oh my gosh. Did I know something was happening? Who knows? I don't know if I knew something was happening. All I know is that I said that. But guys, here's the deal. My life as I knew it unraveled thread by thread right before my very eyes. And there was not one single solitary thing I could do to sew it up. Both my family and I suffered and endured public humiliation, guys, via the local newspapers and the TV stations. Oh, it cut like a knife with a jagged edge between my heart and in through my being. Yes. Why? Why did it cut so deeply? Because integrity, guys, is my number one value. The fact that what was written was all lies and innuendos did not even stop the barrage of dirty looks. Now, here's the deal, guys. This is why I tell you at the end, your family, la familia, and those close friends that you can hold in your hand, in your one palm hand, are the people that you need to count on, are the people that you need to love, are the people that you need to trust. That didn't stop the people who didn't know anything. People that were listening to these things, that didn't know that actually the truth is not told in the media because they need to storytell. Remember at the beginning of this podcast, I said, you know, you sell really good if you sell stories, right? So they always say stories sell. Well, they believe the stories. There were some good people out there writing these stories. And as I walked through the stores, there was a barrage of dirty looks. There was even people that actually emailed me and called me and used foul words and cruel and hurtful emails to my family as well. This was an eternal hell. This was an eternal hell. Era un infierno interminable. This went on for 2 years, guys. Everybody who said they were my friends, no one came to me and said, Marty, is this true? What's up? What's this? No one. No one. They believed what they heard on the news. They believed what they saw on the news. They believed all of these things. And I was like, oh my God, this is like something out of Hollywood. This was so crazy, guys. But you know what? At the end, here it is. I realized that who I had been was dying day by day. I was learning how to die. Estaba aprendiendo a morir. Con todo esto, lo que estaba pasando, las personas que me escribieron, que me dijeron, que me acusaron, ay no, era horrible, horrible. I did everything I could, everything possible to hold my life together, what little I had left, because they took everything, every shred of integrity I had left. I even began to question, guys. Daily, my struggle was to make it a good day. You talk about wanting a good day. I had a family, I had kids, I had to get up despite what people thought of me. I did everything, guys. Maybe a little piece of me was dying each and every day. I prayed, I meditated, I practiced yoga, I chanted. This is where I became more spiritual than ever before. I went to the island of Hawaii. I went to meditate. I went to find my true self. I wrote daily affirmations. I visualized. I did every spiritual thing that you could possibly think of. I became a Watsu healer. I became a Reiki master. I became a meditation teacher. Oh my goodness, guys. Not just a meditation teacher, but an actual guru. I literally walked around remembering the verse in the Bible that told me to turn the other cheek. I felt numb. Then one day, as all of this is going on, as I prayed, I cried, I did everything, oh my goodness. Then one day I realized that I was becoming a different person. I cried. I prayed every prayer of every religion. I learned about all religions. I did things that people would not normally do. And I realized one day when I was praying, that I was not the person in the media. That person that they were talking about, that ugly, monstrous, uncaring, devious person that they were talking about, was them. Oh my God, that's when I realized. I was shown a picture. I went into a delirious, what I call a delirious state. Some people call it a out-of-body experience. I kid you not. I felt I lifted up. I looked down. I saw my body writhing, crying in shame. I saw everything. And then I knew at that moment I had to die. I knew I had to let go of the illusion. And then as I did that, my body, or what I thought was my body, began to just relax, and I surrendered and I released that person into the white light. I was watching this, guys. I don't know how to explain it. I was watching this soul thing move from the physical body up into the realm, and I released that person as if I were carrying a body, you know, in my arms. I released that person into the white light. I relinquished every bit of who I was physically to a higher source. I had to forgive myself. Now, trust me, I'm still struggling to this day to forgive myself, guys, and to say goodbye. Because in the end, you want to know what happened in the end? They dragged me through the courts. They dragged me through the State Department of Education. They dragged me through the State Department of Real Estate. And at the end of the day, guys, they could find nothing, nothing. All was a fabrication. In fact, my attorneys said to me, "Marty, this was a witch hunt. This was a witch hunt that was for you because you are Latina, because you are a female. You are threatening the male establishment, the white male establishment of the education system. They don't want people like you at the top, and they do not want you, the rebel, to be talking to all of the community because you can identify with them." That, my friends, no quieren, no, me dijeron mis abogados, porque tenía bastantes, no quieren que tú hables, no quieren que tú te metas hacia arriba. Tú eres una latina y estás perjudicando a los americanos, a los hombres americanos que están arriba encima de ti, que no quieren que tú subas, no quieren que tú hables. So when I finally allowed myself to say goodbye to that being, to let that person die and set her spirit free, I was watching this, guys. Then many good things began to happen. The end of a legendary female leader came silently and sadly. But you know what? I am still here. And you know what? I'm here to tell you that I still have my credentials. I still have my teaching credentials. I still have my admin credential. I still have my real estate license. I still have everything. And you know what? Little by little, I have gathered my integrity, my love for myself, my self-belief, and my forgiveness to myself. Oh my God, guys, when I saw, I was literally still in that delusional state. I call it a delusional state. Some people call it a miracle state. It was at that very moment when I saw, I was watching myself hand my body up to the light, that I realized that I had a second chance at life, that I had escaped my ego. I began to see through new eyes. I began to have a new life with new friends, a newfound love within my family and my marriage. You know, here's the deal. They told me that my marriage, believe it or not, even the judges were like, I had Judge Hernandez in front of me, and Judge Hernandez looked at me and he said, I'm so sorry for what you are going through. And he said, I cannot allow the community to come in here because they don't fit in my courtroom. But just the fact that there are so many community members out there rallying to stand behind you says a lot. I'm so sorry you're going through this. This has been a witch hunt. And I thought I would never witness this, but I have. I'm so sorry that you had to go through this. I wish you the best of luck. Continue on. Don't let this stop you. That's what he told me. But you know, at the end of the day, the journey had brought me here and had awakened a new love and a respect for me, and actually had pulled together my family and my husband. And where people thought that we were going to break apart, we were stronger than ever before. Life was beautiful inside my little world of family. Love was more vivacious, and I was becoming a new person, vibrant and healthy, mujer de éxito unbounded. You know what? Here's the deal, guys. All the people that accused me have all fallen from glory. And here's the other deal. Some of them that accused me died of cancer, guys. Three of the people that accused me are dead of cancer between the time that happened and the whole Board of Education that had not stood behind me, that had prejudiced against me. They, my friends, were accused of something even greater, and one by one, they came tumbling down real hard, baby. And some of them have not been able to get up. Now, don't even think that I'm happy about that, because I pray for them every day. I bless them. I send them light. And I say, dear God, forgive them, for they knew not what they were doing. But you know what? You have to be careful. You must learn how to die before you can live. And once you're dead, you have to forgive yourself. You need to stand up. You need to move forward. Mujer de éxito unbounded. Here I am, sharing this story that comes from the heart. And for the first time that I have shared this story, I no longer cry and regret this story, because it had to happen in order for me to be here to share it with you. And know that you are powerful, know that you are strong, and know that you can stand up. Remember, they say, it's not how many times you fall, but how many times you get up that makes it happen. At the end of the day, I'm doing good things. I still have integrity. I still walk the walk. I still talk the talk. I, my friends, still bless everybody that comes in front of me, whether they love me or not, whether they're nice to me or not. I now know that I need to be the change I want to see in this world. So guys, I hope this story gives you power, gives you strength in your life, in your business, and in every other time and in the darkness of life. Stand up, guys. You got this. You can do this. So today I ask you, if you're listening to this, drop me a comment, guys. I love sharing stories with you that are going to empower you, that are going to, you know, help you to live your best life and rock your business. Today, hopefully, this will give you a little more insight of how much I love to help people, guys. I am here to help you be a better person and rock your business, because what I have learned has helped me. And I hope it helps you. Leave me a comment. Follow me. Subscribe at MartyAngel_EmpoweringLatina Coach, ELC, at Marty Angel on Instagram. You'll find me everywhere. I am everywhere, guys. They're not going to stop me. No. As long as I'm here to help you. Helping you be the best version of yourself you can possibly be. I am so blessed. Thank you for being here. I am so, so grateful that you are here. Once again, leave me a comment. Follow me. Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok. Oh, TikTok is so fun, guys. Anyway, leave me a comment. Love you guys. Have a great, great day and a beautiful Christmas. Today is Wednesday, December 11th at 9:37 a.m. This is Marty Angel signing off. Gracias por todo. Estoy muy bendecida por tenerlos aquí. Por favor, suscríbanse, mándenme un mensaje, un corazoncito, at MartyAngel_ELC. Los veo. Dios que los bendiga. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Felices Pascuas. Feliz Navidad. Nos vemos. Nos escuchamos. Búsquenme. Mándenme un mensaje. Have a great day, everybody. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, signing off.